USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian forces in eastern Ukraine have intensified attacks in several cities, including Kharkiv and Donetsk. The Ukrainian military officials are reporting a Russian buildup for a renewed ground assault in the eastern part of the country. They're also urging civilians to leave these areas as quickly as possible. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells CNN about the costs that his military has paid in the 50-day-old war.
As to our military, out of the numbers we have, we think that we lost 2,500 to 3,000. In comparison with the Russian military, who lost about 19 to 20,000.
And Twitter's board of directors have responded to an attempt from Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk to buy the social media giant with a so-called poison pill. Musk's offer for the tech giant would come to a more than $40 billion deal. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
With the cutoff a mere hours away, Lance Pry has more on the impending tax day deadline from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In the United States, tax day is the day on which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. Since 1955, tax day has typically fallen on or just after April 15th. Tax day was first introduced in 1913 when the 16th Amendment was ratified. This year, tax day is Monday, April 18th. If you need to file an extension for October 15th, do so at the IRS.gov website before the end of Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the United Nations says that millions in South Sudan are facing food insecurity in the next few months. The report from the United Nations Children's Fund says that more than 62% of the country's population, nearly 8 million people, will face worsening levels of food insecurity between April and June due to a combination of natural disasters, economic downturn, and internal conflicts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that the world should prepare for the worst when it comes to possible chemical or nuclear weapons use by Russian forces. He tells CNN that the global community cannot be sure how far Russian leadership is prepared to take the war.
I think we, all over the world, all the countries have to be worried because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be the truth. True, because when they begin to speak about one or another battles or involves enemies or nuclear weapons or some chemical, you know, issues, chemical weapons, they should do it. They could do it. I mean, they can. For them, life of the people is nothing.
And researchers are looking for new treatments with the continued threat of long COVID. Tim Berg explains from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Johns Hopkins University says there have been over 80 million confirmed cases of COVID in the United States, and plenty of folks are suffering from long-term problems of brain fog because of the disease. Dr. Joel Rosenstock is an infectious disease physician in Atlanta. He's been working with long-haul COVID patients and found some techniques to help. Top of his list, getting good sleep.
Sleep is an absolute priority. And if you're not sleeping because of fear and anxiety and depression, then you need to see somebody.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.